Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Inauguration Day came and went without any major incidents in Washington or across the country. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, is joining us this morning. Brad, the threat, though, is not over.
Clearly not. The crowd that was angry, feel like no one's listening to them, believe that President Trump's ideas, even his false ideas about the election fraud, etc., are real, and they want to continue the fight. You know, what's interesting is that you can see a little anger from their standpoint toward President Trump, because he, you know, sort of conceded, I suppose, to President Biden. And he didn't pardon anybody that was arrested in the state U.S. Capitol. So, you know, we'll have to see where that goes. But clearly the anger and rage is still there in these various different groups who have various and different agendas. And so law enforcement is still going to operate like somebody is going to want to attack something, potentially, at least for the foreseeable future.
Does it lessen to an extent? I know a lot of people were sharing in the last 24 hours, especially that QAnon movement, where people are looking at this saying, okay, you know, when's the big deal going to happen? And they're waiting any second now. And then, you know, there's a new president and they're left kind of wondering, like, hey, wait, I thought this wasn't supposed to happen. Does that play a role in this?
Oh, I think it does. I mean, it certainly plays a role in that. From their vantage point, then President Trump obviously is less powerful, and he couldn't pull this off, so to speak, even though he, you know, tried his best, it appears, to do that. And so it's interesting, because I even think one of the Proud Boys upper echelon made some comment about even congratulating Biden, you know, which is like almost a head scratcher based on how they were acting a couple weeks ago. So we'll see. I'll tell you, Brian, my big concern is clearly some of these groups, but it's still going to be lone actors that may affiliate themselves with the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers or whomever. And so that's why the law enforcement is really going to keep their eye on both individuals and groups, monitoring social media, monitoring cell phones, if they have court orders, et cetera, to keep a handle as to who might be doing what and when.
Now, the Fed's radar is really high on these groups right now. Is it important that they continue to make arrests from the Capitol protests, from the Capitol riots from 2 weeks ago?
Oh, no question. And you're going to see a lot more arrests. I mean, it will get into the hundreds. I mean, it's really not something that you can let go and, like, well, they shouldn't have done that, shame on them. I mean, if you watch it, I'm sure both of you have, some of that footage, I mean, there's some really violent people in there. I mean, taking flagpoles and beating police officers with them. One officer was killed. A lot of damage to the doors and windows, offices. I mean, you just can't sort of turn a blind eye the people basically overrunning the U.S. Capitol. I mean, it's just like beyond a big deal. So continue to see that move forward for, I think, a number of months.
So you kind of mentioned it before that maybe we're on from the threat of, you know, that big crowd overrunning the Capitol again. Maybe the presence that we saw on Inauguration Day won't be needed going forward. But you mentioned that lone wolf, you know, that seems to be what we're always pointing to when we're talking about some sort of attack across the globe, Brad. How does security look like from here on out to prepare for that or be ready and vigilant?
So I don't see, Brian, most states being able to sustain, you know, National Guard, enhanced state troopers, et cetera, just because they only have so many people. I mean, obviously the National Guard, those folks have full-time jobs. You can't leave them at a state capital indefinitely. So I think what you'll see is probably a gradual adjustment. Now, will it go back to what security was 6 months ago? I would guess in a lot of capitals it would not. But, you know, when you're talking lone actors, they don't, you know, they don't really need much, I guess, leeway because it's only one person. And if they haven't really told anybody what they're going to go do, they can create all sorts of havoc and kill a lot of people. So I think it'll be, to answer your question, I think it'll be a balance of what is the level of security that we can sustain realistically versus what the threat might be. And obviously, you may have to change it depending on what intelligence tells you, but I don't see the ability to sustain this level indefinitely of security.
What about President Biden? Do you think, Brad, that we'll see fewer public appearances, or are some any kind of a difference with his security?
Oh, well, I think you'll see a lot of him not standing in front of a crowd, but I think you'll see a lot of him in the public forum. You know, talking, explaining what he's doing, you know, his attempt to try to reunite a country that's pretty torn apart, at least in some parts of the country. It's kind of a daunting task, but that's what I see. You know, we've now all gotten used to, sort of because of COVID, not seeing people in crowds. Granted, President Trump continued to do it, but not really the rest of us. And so, yes, I think he will continue on and try to be as transparent as he can about what he's doing and when he's doing it.
So all these groups that we mentioned today and that you've been mentioning in the past few months, you know, law enforcement is wise to this, but there is a new administration in Washington, and it is a much different look. Should we expect this to evolve, these groups to evolve, splinter off, and then how does law enforcement now work to react to find out what's next?
So that's sort of how it is every day for law enforcement. I mean, gangs even do that. Gangs break up and become sub-gangs or different gangs. And if you look at the history of extremist groups in this country, they basically have been here since the country was formed. I mean, even going back to right after the Civil War, when a Confederate general formed the KKK, that whole, you know, I guess, idea or philosophy of thinking, white supremacy stuff, has gone up and down over the years. It still exists today, obviously. Some of it's KKK, some of it's part of these other groups who want society basically to be all white. And you just sort of have to deal with it as it happens. Now, do I think that the level of sort of violent rage that went on the 6th, do I think that will continue indefinitely? I just don't know. I mean, you're still going to probably have Antifa and fill-in-the-blank group, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, et cetera, going at each other at certain locations. But that's maybe a little different than targeting a lawmaker or targeting a government building and attempting to overtake it. So we'll have to see. This is just not another great example of, this is not an easy thing for law enforcement to do day in and day out, considering all the other unrelated threats and national security issues they have to deal with.
And what about social media and the scrutiny on that? How does that change going forward?
Well, think about if groups are now going to encrypted apps like Telegram or Signal, that just because they're encrypted doesn't mean it's not impossible for law enforcement, if they have enough probable cause, to be able to figure out what they're talking about. Might be more challenging day in and day out. But, you know, what I think could happen with these encrypted apps is that you may see groups sort of being more insulated within each other. In other words, like the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, sort of stay in their own, so to speak, lane to plan whatever they're going to plan down the road. So, you know, that could be harder to keep up with. But if these challenges every day confront law enforcement, because you have to sort of go with how people change. I mean, criminals, if you want to look at this strictly from a criminal standpoint, they look at law enforcement, they look at security, and then they adjust. If they're, you know, robbers, if they're whatever they might be, they adjust and try to come up with another way to pull it off. So these groups won't be any different in that regard.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.